This is Tanya Harder-Pierce, author of Outsmart Your Cancer, and I have on the line today a man named Bill from Michigan, and he has a wonderful story about using Protocell for kidney cancer. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Tanya.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Great, and I understand you mentioned that your birthday is coming up next week.
Yes, it is.
And how old are you going to be?
I'm going to be 87.
Wonderful, 87, that's great. Now, if you wouldn't mind, just give us a brief idea of how all of this began and when it happened.
In 1997,
okay.
I was diagnosed with kidney cancer.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it was quick, and so I had had surgery. The urologist said I should have surgery. So I did.
Okay.
So they removed the kidney, and that happened to be my good one, and the one I was left with only functions 30%.
Oh.
So, but the point being that I'm still around.
Uh-huh.
And after I had the kidney removed and I thought the cancer was gone, I was going to have some elective surgery, and I went in for routine checkup and found that the cancer had metastasized to my lung and my abdomen.
Uh-huh.
And so then I decided that I'd better do something differently than what I'd been doing. So
right.
I went to a cancer clinic in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, and my daughter went with me, and they had, I think it was kind of fake, but I honestly don't know. And they told me that I was there for 5 weeks, and they told me that it was cured, and when I came back, the oncologist put me in the x-ray, and I wasn't. So that, but at that time, I found out that there was a lady across the hall from Nancy and I who called me, had breast cancer. And she called me later, lived in Ohio, and found about Protocell.
Uh-huh.
And she said she wanted me to get on Protocell, of which I did, and this was in 1998.
And you said
I've been taking it ever since.
Okay, and just to clarify to people listening to this interview, you said that after this treatment in the Dominican Republic, you had an X-ray, and it was evident that the cancer was still there.
Yes.
And where was the cancer at that point?
That was still in my lung and in my
in your abdomen.
Right.
And this was metastasized kidney cancer, basically.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Okay, well that's a pretty tough diagnosis right there, and so that's when you started Protocell, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yep.
And how did things go after that?
I went to a physician who was treated alternatively, and I went to him for a year, had acupuncture and a whole ball of wax, and then he had a bone scan, and I can't remember. I think probably I had another MRI, and he got my daughter happened to be here that weekend. She doesn't live in this area, and we went in to see Dr. Wright, and he read the diagnosis or the prognosis, and cancer was gone.
And this,
everybody just raved.
That's amazing. And this was how long after you'd been on Protocell?
A year.
1 year on Protocell, and all the cancer.
About that time.
About a year, uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So the metastasized kidney cancer to your lungs and your abdomen disappeared in about a year's time.
Yes, it did.
That's fantastic. And so how did the doctor react?
He was amazed.
Uh-huh.
and he was very, very helpful.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great. And what did your family and friends think?
You know, people that don't have cancer don't understand these things, but obviously they were very pleased about
okay.
it. Okay.
So how many years has it been since you were considered cancer-free?
Well, I was 98, so...
So about 8 years.
Yes, right.
Wow, you are just a wonderful testimony, Bill. This is fantastic.
Thank
now,
you.
You know, just to help people who may be considering doing what you did, let's just mention really briefly how you used the Protocell. And was it the Formula 23?
Yes.
Okay.
Formula 23.
All right. And how did you dose that for yourself?
I went by the directions and took it. I didn't take it in the middle of the night, which you're supposed to, I guess.
Okay.
But I took it four times a day, and it's a quarter of a teaspoonful
mm-hmm.
in some water. And apparently it worked. My daughter, as it turned out, I told you before that she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing she did was order some Protocell.
Uh-huh.
And she takes hers religiously.
Good.
And I'm trying to get her to take the test to find out if there's any cancer cells now. She thinks she's perfectly okay, and I think she is. But
oh, great. Well, good. If she does get a diagnostic test that shows her to be cancer-free, maybe I can get her testimony, too.
Well, you certainly may.
Okay.
We can talk about it. She'll be here for my birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, tell her to contact me. And did you take any other supplements or anything while you were using Protocell?
Not that I recall.
Okay.
No.
So just Protocell Formula 23 alone?
Yes.
Wow. And have you continued to take Protocell, or did you stop by now?
No, I'm finishing up my last. I'm going to stop because I want to start on vitamin E and vitamin C.
Okay.
That's, they're real helpful, and they're not supposed to take that with Protocell.
That's correct. And, boy, you sure gave it a long time after you were cancer-free to actually stay on the Protocell a while and make sure that no more cancer came back. I bet that gave you a sense of security.
I think that's probably the reason.
Yeah, okay. Well, Bill, you've just been wonderful. I thank you so much for giving your story here today, and hopefully it'll help a lot of other people.
I hope so, too.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill.
Thanks, Danny.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.